This week on Under Construction with Chadwicks.
This week we find out if there's such a thing as high-tech bolts. We find out about Chadwicks highly specialised fixing centre and chat with Pete the Builder about the number one most critical issue facing the industry. And it's not lack of money or materials.
Seatbelts on. Check your mirrors. Volume up. Up. The Under Construction podcast with Aidan Power and Fred Cook starts now.
Well, we're chatting about our school days, and it turns out Fred and I both did woodwork, as I'm sure many people listening did as well, during school. Fred, did you make anything good in woodwork?
I made what everyone made in the 90s, which was a spice rack, which is spice rack, which I still have. Now, it's more used these days because back in the 90s, the only spices we had was salt and pepper. That was it. So I don't know why. Like thyme. Thyme was something that, you know, people from Wexford called thyme.
Thyme. Have you got the thyme?
Have you got the thyme? Coriander was this thing your mom watched in the evenings. And do you know what I mean? Like, it was like, what? Spice rack. What? And I did make a tape. Another thing which has become so unneeded is a tape cassette holder. I made a tape cassette holder, which I still have. And I probably use it now just to dry out my 9-month-old son's socks. Just tiny little things. That's what it's for, like.
I wonder how many houses across the country have spice racks and tape holders made by their kids in school. Brilliant.
It was a great time. Like, you know, like, what was your woodwork teacher like, Aidan?
Oh, wow. He was, well, I want to be kind to him. He was a character, and I want to be kind because he may no longer be with us. But we called him Smokey Joe. We didn't call him by his actual real name. We called him Smokey Joe, and you can take from that what you will. Think Father Jack. Think Father Jack with a mallet. That was our woodwork teacher. And when I think back to a Fred, like 13, 14-year-old young fellas let loose in a class full of dangerous tools. We had bench saws, we had hammers, we had mallets, we had nails. And Smokey Joe was nowhere to be seen, but you knew where he was by the puff of smoke that was coming from the back room, from the storeroom, and the odd grumble and mumble, and God knows what else he was doing in there. And we were just let loose, messing and hitting each other and doing all sorts. But we did turn out a few objects, like a lamp and a book rack. So that was ours. Any other cool woodwork projects you've heard about, Fred?
Oh, in my year, I only did it for first year now. So when I look at Leaving Cert year, those guys are amazing. One guy made an electric guitar, right? But most electric guitars that you'd buy have 22 frets, right? But this guy put more frets to his guitar so he could get higher notes that any other guitar couldn't. So if you're walking by, if you're walking down the street when things open up and you hear a guitar that sounds really high, there's a lad who made it himself. In woodwork 20 years ago. Another guy, right, this is a bit lazy now. He showed it to us. Now, this was junior cert. And he says, oh, yeah, I made a jewellery box. But it was just a box. It was just a box. You can't. It's like, not a jewellery. Oh, crap. It's a box. No, it's a jewellery one. It's not. Just because it's a box. That's what it was, right? And then this is the same lad that the next year he said he made a shelving unit. But it was just another box on top of another box. That's all it was. With one side taken out. This is so lazy. Do you know, like, you
that
have to work
genius.
Around it.
That lad is a genius. All right, we'll be talking plenty about carpentry on the show today and chatting with Pete Finn, a.k.a. Pete the Builder, and Brian Dillon from Chadwicks, excellent specialist fixing centre in Dublin.
Under Construction with Chadwicks. Over 40 stores nationwide, so we're always local.
First, let's have a look at our photo of the week where you send us a picture of some work that you are very proud of and want to share with everyone listening. If you look at your phone or whatever you're listening to us on right now, you should see a photo of the iconic Guinness storehouse and specifically the gravity bar at the top. Now, while most people take in the view of Dublin, we're more interested in the cladding, which was done by Niall Cullen and the team at Crown Roofing and Cladding.
Crown Roofing and Cladding was contracted by the main contractor, PJ Hegarty, to undertake the Guinness Storehouse James's Gate, Dublin 8, commercial roofing installation of 2,000 metre squared VM zinc roofing and soffit cladding, installation of 1,000 metre squared Trocall single-ply roofing on metal decking, and the installation of 500 metre squared mineral wool insulated panels. This was a challenging and intricate project with a visually stunning end result.
Thank you, Niall, and the team at Crown Roofing and Cladding, and for bringing that to our attention. I've been to the Guinness Storehouse a couple of times, Fred. I've admired the view looking out, but I can't say I've ever looked up and seen that cladding that Niall is talking about. And boy, is it amazing.
Yeah, it's unreal. And it, you know, it kind of reminds me of, it's like nothing I've ever seen. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the FBI have said that, this is true, that the government have said that there's aliens do exist. But I reckon it was just en route while they were bringing this stuff to the Guinness storehouse. FBI lads were in Temple Bar and they've seen this stuff because it's just like, it looks like unworldly. Is that what to say?
Yeah, it's kind of space age, isn't it?
Yeah, it's unreal.
It's
almost
futuristic. It's very modern. It's very contemporary. But the attention to detail is stunning. It also might remind you, and I mean this in the best possible way, of like, you know those aluminium tray dishes your mother would make a tart in? It's like the base of one of those.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that was part of the concept design, you know, in terms of what they were trying to model it on. But that's what it looks like to me.
Incredible detail, and like, you know, it's one of those things as well that you wouldn't want to make a mistake halfway through it because it's all connected to each other. Crap.
Well, thanks.
Where's
Niall?
My ruler?
Well, thanks, Niall. And remember, if you'd like to share a photo of some work you are proud of and share it with everyone listening as our photo of the week, you can just WhatsApp us and send us a voice message along with that to 087 77 54 555. That number, as always, is in the show description.
Under construction with Chadwicks. New episodes every Monday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the last year or two, Chadwicks has opened a specialised fixing store in Dublin, which is proving very popular with subcontractors and commercial clients. And to get the nuts and bolts of how to get the best value on fixings for your job, we're joined by manager Brian Dillon. Brian, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Brian, you came up in the business through carpentry, I believe. Where did you get your start?
I started in the family business. I started out with the father and went on site. And I was basically did my apprenticeship through Bolton Street and was on my tools then for about 14 years.
Okay. And did you specialise in any particular area of carpentry?
My dad was a kind of a house builder. So we did extensions, attic conversions was our main kind of job. I would literally be in on the digger, digging up foundations right up to hanging doors at the very end of the job.
Did you ever see anything interesting from the vantage point of a roof?
Well, it depends what window you're looking into. To be honest.
Go on, tell us more.
Come on. You don't need to give us names.
Well, believe it or not, I actually met a girl through on the roof one day, looking in a window, and we ended up going out for 2 years. It does have its advantages.
Amazing.
Wow, I thought that was going to end up, but you ended up in a Garda station. So you're on the roof and you see her through the bedroom window. Are we in the right room here? What's happening?
Not quite. No, it sounds a bit crazy. No. It's just that I was working on the roof in an area in the house estate. That's how we met. I'll leave it there. Okay. My dad said it was the longest roof ever. It took the longest.
Brilliant. All right, Brian. When it comes to fixing and load bearing, obviously you know your stuff and how to pull clients as well. Tell us about the other guy that works with you, Enda. What's his background?
So Enda is a quantity surveyor by trade. So he's a qualified quantity surveyor and he has worked in previous companies selling very similar products. So he has, I think between us, we have a good, he's probably about 10 years, I'm 14 or 15 maybe. So between us, nearly 30 years experience.
Wow. Okay. So good partnership. And you're both running this kind of niche section of Chadwicks called the Fixing Centre. What is it?
Exactly. So the Fixing Centre, we're based in Thomas Street. We're based in Chadwicks branch, in the main branch. But on the right-hand side, as you drive in the yard, we're on the right-hand side. And we're kind of a standalone store. And we specialise in fixings, accessories and power tools.
You're kind of hidden off Thomas Street there, aren't you?
It is. You go through the arch. There's a famous arch there, literally right beside Vicar Street. So say Fred might know that area very well. So right into the arch, we're in there and there's tons of parking in the middle of town. So it's a great little spot.
Right. What are the main lines that you carry there?
So we kind of specialize in commercial anchors. So I suppose there's normal nuts and bolts and screws and normal Chadwicks all the way across the 40 stores across the country. But in our store, it's a little bit more engineering behind it. So we specialize in ETA approved anchors, which is it's kind of an engineering term, I suppose. It's ETA is like a third party outfit who test an anchor, let's say. So they test an anchor to its maximum and then they give a rating on that anchor. So we are kind of in that end of it. So, for example, if you are hanging, let's say, an air unit in a concrete ceiling, on the ceiling with a concrete, you would supply us with the weight of the unit, and then we can run that through the software, and we can suggest what correct anchors to use.
So this is quite a specialized service that you offer, is it?
It is, yeah. It's basically, we have engineers behind this. So what we do is we get a few, say for example, you want to hang something. So you give us the base material, which is really important. So is it concrete, is it brick, is it steel, is it timber? The environment it's going to be in, is it going to be indoors, is it going to be outdoors? And the load bearing that's needed. And we run that through a software, and it basically spits out an anchor, spits out something that will be proven to hold.
So Brian, tell us more about the engineering behind these particular anchors. How are they tested?
So there's a test. If you, it's just for example, if you're in a supplier and you come up with a brand new expansion bolt and you want to put it out in the market, you basically send it to the ETA, which is a European Technical Assessment. And what that does is they're a third party and they would test the anchor to its limit. And they would suggest a load bearing based on their findings.
So big jobs, right, need a price value down to the last cent. So how do you do this for contractors?
We basically price per project. So if you have a large project, we can basically price it right down to the last fixing, per fixing. So say, for example, you have a student accommodation and you need 4 floors of piping being held to the ceiling or to the floor or to the wall. We can actually price per fixing all the way through the project. Right down to the last bolt. So it's
really
it's approved, and we can supply the tools and we can supply the drill bits that go with it. So we can actually sell the system. And speed and productivity is the biggest cost on site. So we can actually supply you with a battery operated high power drill, a 4-head carbide tip drill bit, the works. We can literally do the works. So if you have electrical cable for example, and you're running the underside of the ceiling, we have containment clips that you can literally use a battery powered gas gun to fire up these clips to hold in the cables.
Tell us more then about these particular power tools and the bigger tools that you can supply for commercial jobs, but also, I guess, show people how to use them as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a lovely little store here in Thomas Street, as I said. So we have all out display. So we can actually do in-store demonstrations as well. There's a couple of brands who do a large battery platform. So you say for DeWalt, you have a flex volt battery system. Got Makita on the 40 volt system. And you also have Milwaukee. So these would be kind of traditionally bigger machines and they'd run off a bigger battery than a standard combi drill, say. Most of the larger sites, you're not allowed to use extension leads on the site. It's a trip hazard. So a lot of the bigger contractors, if you have to go up 7 floors, you don't want to be lugging up extension leads and transformers and so on. So we have battery powered tools who can give you the same performance as a traditional corded machine, let's say.
Finally, for now, Brian, what kind of sites are you working on at the moment?
So we're working on a number of sites across the city, anything from student accommodation right up to data center and right down to the standard house builder.
Everything and anything all in there.
We'll take it all.
Thanks for the moment, Brian, but come back for our pod quiz shortly.
This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
Well, we're coming to the closing stages of our weekly competition where we want to sort you out with something in Chadwicks that we call the Tool of Dreams. And it's the kind of thing you'll see in the branch that's perhaps a luxury or on your wish list. It's definitely something that you want, but you don't want to be spending a heap of cash on. And that's why we call it the Tool of Dreams. Now, each week for the crack, we set Fred a challenge to come up with a jingle in the style of someone famous. And seeing as we're chatting about carpenters this week, easy one for you, Fred. Your theme should be wood. Wood, wood, wood.
Wood, right. All I can think of is like Woodstock. Fans that played Woodstock.
Oh, a bit old school.
So you'd remember that, Aidan. And then Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, okay.
Fleetwood. Maybe Frankie Goes to Hollywood. What you think?
Hollywood, okay, they're getting weaker.
Okay.
They're getting weaker.
What about Ash?
Yes. Yeah, burn, baby, burn. Okay.
Ash is good, isn't it?
All right, Fred, strap on the guitar, close your eyes and think wood.
I've got Lemon Tree, of course.
Send us your joke for the Tool of Dreams.
If you think you're funny and you'd like to win, well, send us your joke. Your joke for the Tool of Dreams. The Tool of Dreams.
Cleverly done, wood tree level. Yeah, wow. You're one step ahead of us always, Fred. And thank you for putting that desperate song back in my head now. It took me a decade to get it out, and now it's back.
Two decades. Nicely done.
Yeah, of the rosary for you. To win your Tool of Dreams, all we're asking you to do is send us a WhatsApp voice note with your joke or funny story. The number is 087-7754-555. And the jokes we use across the podcast series are all in that draw in about 10 days' time to win the Tool of Dreams. So here we go with this week's contender. It's Justin Murphy.
What's the best thing about Switzerland? Well, I don't know, but the flag is a big plus one.
I haven't heard that one before. Have you?
No, good. Never heard it. No, I love it. Yeah, yeah.
The short ones are the good ones, aren't they?
It's funny and educational.
Yeah.
You'd be a great teacher.
Yeah. The only other joke I've heard about a country's flag was Japan, but that's not for this podcast.
Oh, no. Is that about a red? Oh, I know it. Say nothing. Yeah.
Justin, mighty fine stuff. You are a definite contender for the Tool of Dreams. Well done. If you can beat that, time is running out. So send us a WhatsApp message now with your joke. 087-7754-555. Remember, next week will be our last joke of the season. So send yours now if you want to win. And you will find that WhatsApp number and all our contact details in the show description on your phone right now.
Trade Talk, tips and banter. This is the Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
Time for a little trade talk now and a catch up with Peter Finn, who started as a carpenter by trade, then co-founded the construction company Finn and Flynn. And of course, he is the star of RTE's Home Rescue TV show. And he's also becoming the star of this podcast. And there's some important issues that we want to talk about this week, starting with the critical problem in the trade at the moment. What is it, Pete?
Well, we've got a lot of problems in the trade at the moment, but obviously materials is a serious issue, but also men getting and ladies getting basically workers on site, trained workers and qualified people to do the jobs that are stacking up by the day are difficult. So it's certainly a challenge, and there's a lot of different factors involved in sort of creating the environment that we have at the moment, you know.
So what was it like when you entered into the trade compared to how it is now? Is there just more opportunities out there for young people? Are they less willing to get their hands dirty?
I think these days people are more leaning towards going for college. And I think, unfortunately, our construction industry is kind of looked upon as maybe a second option rather than the first option. And I genuinely think that's wrong. I think getting into construction, especially a trade, getting a trade is such a valuable asset to have. And it doesn't mean that's it, you're a carpenter or you're whatever the trade is that you've got for the rest of your life. You can advance yourself and you can go on and do further things. It's a very good stepping stone in the right direction. But also, Aidan, it is an opportunity for you to leave school and straight away get into a job that is paying you while you're getting trained. And that is unusual. Most times you're in college and you're scrounging around trying to do, you know, work or getting grants or getting loans and those type of things. Whereas in construction, you're straight away, you're working. So you're getting paid for making mistakes and learning your trade along the way, you know?
All right. If I'm a young fella, I'm 16, 17, and I'm curious about this. Like, how much are you going to pay me, Pete, to go on site with you?
Well, you, Aidan, now, you'll be on a big rate now, in fairness.
How much should I get paid? A tenner a week?
Fred, you can pay me.
Tea. Make
you
tea.
Can pay me, Fred, to come over here. I know, in all seriousness, lads, it's based on a percentage of an overall tradesperson's wage is what you get. So the first year you get, I think it's 30% or 40% of a tradesperson's wage, which is absolutely enough to keep you going when you're at that age. And then you incrementally go up further. In your second year, you get, I think it's up to 60%. In your third year, you're up to 80%. In your fourth year of your apprenticeship, which is your last year, you're actually up to 90% of a tradesperson's wage. And then obviously, as soon as you're qualified, you're onto a full tradesperson's wage. So you usually would be taking home between 550 and 600 euros in your first year as a fully qualified tradesperson. And by no means, that's not a bad wage. And you have the opportunity then to go and do other things, maybe go out on your own. You can go do price work. You know, the sky's your limit.
Right. Well, the people who'll be listening right now are people like you. They're tradespeople and they're going, yeah, tell me something new. We know how difficult it is to find these people. So have you any advice for people who are looking to take on apprentices or get more workers?
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard. Look, I usually do it through people I know. I've been lucky enough that, like, I've had probably about 14 apprentices come through my company, and about 10% of them have actually been good. No, I'm only messing. It's been excellent. I've been very lucky. I try and have some sort of connection with the person first, because when you're taking on an apprentice, or when you're an apprentice with that person, you're starting a relationship with them. It's nearly like a father and son figure. It depends on the size of the company and that type of thing. But you really are going to be committing yourself to the person on both sides. So it's important.
You're like the Mr. Miyagi of carpentry.
Yes, stand on.
You've learned much, Fred. You've learned much.
My young Padawan.
Well, you know what? It's a good analogy, though, because you learn and you know when the Karate Kid was starting off, he couldn't even wax on, wax off, and by the end of it, he was throwing all sorts of kicks left, right, and center. But that's kind of what you're doing. You're getting to learn off someone. You're getting to get their experience. Obviously, if you're on a bigger site, you're touching off different tradespeople, and you're going to learn all different tricks off different people. But you know, I think it's important for both people to kind of maybe have some connection. I've got a few through the GAA club. I've got, you know, through, you know, friends and neighbors and things like that. Then I've had a few people that have just shown really good commitment, have sent me letters, have sent me emails and just kind of said, look, you know, I'm looking for a trade, and, you know, being persistent about it, and I've gone and I've met them. I always give people a trial, same as any job. You go through a probational period. And of course, it gives the person an option. Like, you know, after 3 months, I say, you know what, site is not for me. I'm going back to college, or I'm going to do whatever. So either way, you're going to get a good learning experience. So what I say to people is have a go at it and try it. And if it works out, you're in a really good situation. If you get that apprenticeship, you've got your ticket to travel. It's like your license to be able to make money and to do whatever you want all across the world. But obviously, you can advance it as well. You don't always have to be an employee. You become, like, you know, most sole traders in industry are in the construction industry. So, you know, there's really, really is lots of different options and lots of different directions that you can go on it, you know?
Okay, Pete, let's talk about the ongoing issue of materials. It's changing by the week. How bad is it at the moment?
Oh, Hayden, it's real bad. It's tough. Like, you have to be so organized. You have to kind of have your materials list of 2 to 3 weeks ahead of you already thought about this week. And I'd love to say I'm that organized, but you know, it's hard to do that. And then, you know, you're relying on the suppliers. And look, like, Chadwick's honestly are one of the best. They're my go-to all the time, because I've got a very good relationship with them, but also they've got good stocks in store, and they've got really good connections with lots of different suppliers. But even the best of the suppliers, they're on quotas now. So even the companies that are making some of these materials and supplying some of the materials, they're on quotas. So there is literally a global shortage of the raw materials to make our building materials. And then therefore, there's a shortage of our building materials. Now, it is starting to break a little bit. You're hearing sort of whispers that, you know, it's going to start easing up a little bit soon. But at the moment, the supply and demand are kind of very, very imbalanced. And it's a tricky, tricky situation. So really, you've just got to be as organized as you possibly can and get your orders in quick, quick, quick.
Okay, and that's affecting cost.
I'd love to say the costs are going down, but unfortunately, they are not. Supply and demand is a funny old thing, Aidan. You know, it's very difficult, because, like, I've priced jobs 2 years ago and I still have to match those prices now. You know what I mean? So it's quite stressful. Most people are understanding of it, and you can't approach a QS or you can't approach an architect or a client and say to them, look, I genuinely cannot do the job for that price. You're going to have to work with me. And here's the evidence of it. And the evidence is, turn on the news, open your phone, read a newspaper. It's everywhere. It's happening all over the world. It's not an isolated situation in Ireland. So tricky, tricky times. But you know what? If we communicate and if we're transparent with clients, architects and project managers, usually they will play ball with you.
Yeah. Because you do seem so organized and you're great at getting stuff done. And I was just thinking, Aidan and I were talking earlier on about Leaving Cert and people who do go into trades. But your Leaving Cert woodwork project must have been amazing. Like, what was it? Was it a house?
It was a handy one. It was a place called the Taj Mahal. Just me and one of the other lads.
You made the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, just for my school project. I don't know. I'm going to be honest, Brad. I learned more when I came out with my apprenticeship. I farmed as a young lad. That's the God's honest truth. That's what I started off doing. Like I live out the sticks in Saggart, and I worked with all the farmers. So I was a bit rough handed to start off with, and I had to calm down and slow down and get the soft touches, you know. So I really enjoyed woodworking school, and I did construction studies then in fifth and sixth year, and I loved it right from then, and I'd love to say that I was getting straight A's from a young age, but no, unfortunately I had to learn a lot and I had to get better, but that's life, you know.
Oh, it sounds it, Pete. Well, look, it's so good to have you back on the podcast. We appreciate your time, and we do look forward to seeing you on Home Rescue on RT after the summer. So once again, Pete the Builder, Peter Finn, thanks for being with us.
Thanks a million, guys. Really appreciate it.
The Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Get it automatically by clicking the follow button on your podcast app right now.
Well, Brian Dillon from Chadwicks Fixing Centre on Thomas Street is back with us and about to play our pod quiz on behalf of a Chadwicks customer who can win a customised answering message by Fred Cook for the mobile phone. This week, our listener is Mike, and Mike is an engineer from Boris and Ossory. Good luck trying to get that into a song, Fred.
Ossory, Boris and Ossory. There's nothing coming there.
Yeah,
like, well, engineer, don't fear. Mike, hike. I don't know, but Ossory, I need an extra day on this.
Well, you have 60 seconds, and it's all down to Brian now to get at least three right. Brian, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Brian, very best of luck. Your 60 seconds start now. Which kind of saw makes cuts in wood with a spinning circular blade whose angle can be adjusted?
Circular saw.
Yes.
Euros, England plays in white, France plays in blue. What colour are the Belgium team?
Ooh. Red, yellow, and black.
I get to, yeah, red with little black. Well done. Yeah,
well done. All right, question three. Which song starts with the words, "Born down in a dead man's town, the first kick I took was when I hit the ground"?
It's a Bruce Springsteen song.
Yes.
And
it's his most famous one.
And he was, where was he born?
No, it's, he's born in New Jersey. Born in New Jersey.
There's a song. You go.
Next question, Fred. Next question.
Are the world power tools German or American?
American.
Yes.
True or false, bolts with forged heads are identical in strength to rods that have a nut welded to one end.
Oh, Baz, I don't know that one.
Time is up. That's a confusing question. The answer was false, but regardless of whether you got any of them right or not, you win for saying born in New Jersey.
All you can hear now, born in New Jersey.
Yeah, I was born in New Jersey. No, you got three anyway, Brian. Well done to you, and congratulations to Mike, our engineer in Boris and Ossory. Fred has a special song for you. Go on, Fred.
You've reached Mike from Boris and Ossory. So leave a message for me. You see, the reason I'm not here is 'cause I'm busy being an engineer. So leave a message for Mike. That's me, Mike.
Nicely done, Fred, and well done to Brian. If you would like Fred to do your voicemail message, you can send us a WhatsApp. The number is 087-77-54-555. And as always, you'll find that number in the show description.
This is the Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Hey, Fred, what did we learn?
Well, I learned three things, Aidan. I learned that Bruce Springsteen was born in New Jersey. He was. I also learned that, in trade, you can learn your craft and get paid at the same time, which is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And I also learned that Witchercraft, you know, it's a passport to the world, and it's also a great way of meeting the ladies.
Well, thanks to Pete Finn from RT's Home Rescue Show, to Brian Dillon from Chadwicks Fixing Centre, and as always, to you for listening. Remember, if you want our WhatsApp number to win our competition or to send in your photo of the week, our contact details are in the show notes, along with all the details and links for our show this week. We will be back with another podcast next Monday. Remember, hit the follow button on your podcast app to get Under Construction every week. Until next time, from me, Aidan Power, and Fred Cook, have a great week.
The Under Construction Podcast is produced by DustPod.ie for Chadwicks, Ireland's leading builders merchants company, where you can choose from the best products and expert advice to get the job done. Drop into any of our 40 plus stores nationwide or visit us online at chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks, let's get it done.